everyone, it's Wendy Knight Agard here from the Wendy Knight Agard Show and the What's Eating You emotional eating programs that help you lose weight through mind mastery. Hey, before we go any further, we just want to offer a special welcome to those of you listening in for the first time. And if you haven't already, make sure you go to iTunes right now and click the subscribe link so that you'll be the first ones to receive new content when it comes out. Okay? Of course, our subscribers are near and dear to our hearts, and you never know what special goodies you'll have access to when you subscribe. So remember to join us on iTunes. Okay, on with today's show. What's going on? You ever find yourself in the middle of the day or at the end of a difficult day asking yourself that question? What's going on? Well, the first concept and the main concept I want you to get from our conversation today is three simple words, but three words that mean a lot. And they are outer reflects inner. And let me repeat that. Outer reflects inner. Now, usually when I say that to people, the first thing they repeat back to me is something like, oh, yeah, I know what you're getting at. You are what you eat, right? And that's actually not what I'm talking about. And actually, while it's true that when you take in good nutrition, you're giving your body great fuel, and when you take in junk, you're not giving your body anything to work with, the reality is that a lot of the times you can be eating quite well, and your body's size and your energy level still doesn't reflect the good nutrition you're taking in, which is one of the reasons the What's Eating You program exists, because we know there are other factors aside from what you eat that affect your physical body. So when I'm talking about outer reflects inner, I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about what's going on around you, what's happening to you in your life, what is taking place in your ambient that you need to wake up to. For example, have you ever had a day when it seems like everyone is just picking on you? You know, it's like everywhere you go, it's like you've got victim stamped on your forehead, your back, and everywhere else. You know, you get cut off in traffic and the person swears at you and you didn't even do anything wrong. Or a client that you've had for a while suddenly becomes unreasonable and starts blaming you for something that really you had nothing to do with. And then maybe you stop at the grocery store and the clerk there is really rude to you and you can't figure out what's going on. And maybe this kind of victimization energy buzzes around you for more than just a day. Maybe it goes on for a week or a month. Or when you reflect back in your life, you realize that it's actually been with you throughout your life, that there's always been this pattern of victimization, for example. That's just one example. Well, you know, there are no coincidences. It's just that we don't always have all of the tools to explain why things are happening to us. So with the example I just mentioned, this is clearly, as I said, a victimization pattern. The key then is to recognize the pattern. And then start asking yourself questions like, well, do I feel put upon by someone or something? And you might say, well, of course, Wendy, I just told you I had all these things happen to me that day. But the hint here is that the thing or person that you may feel victimized by may not be the things that you're noticing. Okay, so yes, the person at the grocery store, the clerk was rude, somebody cut you off, a client attacked you for no reason, but it may be that it's something going on in a personal relationship, for example, with your spouse or your business partner or your mother or a friend or your sister, okay? And so there may be a pattern of victimization going on there, but you're not seeing it. So what happens is these other things show up in your ambient to show you that this victimization energy is there. And you see, this is why people get confused, because we just haven't been taught how to make these connections with what's going on in our ambient. Gandhi said, nobody can hurt me without my permission. Let me just repeat that. Nobody can hurt me without my permission. So, of course, you say, well, have you ever walked up to someone and said, okay, you can hurt me now. I give you my permission. Go ahead. No, of course not. None of us would do that because none of us want to be hurt, at least not consciously. We don't want to be hurt, right? But if we're carrying around some unresolved and unprocessed emotions, If we're carrying a victimization energy around with us, for example, then that will show up for us to see in the things that happen to us. And so if we look at Gandhi's quote, what he's saying is, well, there's lots of ways to interpret this quote, but in this example, you know, we can look at that and say, well, by having this victimization energy within us, we are attracting more of this victimization energy around us so that we can see it and deal with it. So in a sense, we're giving these people permission, so to speak, not on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level. And now I know some of you are saying, but Wendy, that's not fair. I already feel victimized, even if subconsciously. Why does the world have to heap more on me? Really? I mean, if I've already got this victimization pattern and energy going on, do I really need to be treated rudely by the clerk at the store and attacked by a client? Well, the answer is, the reason you need these things happening in your ambient is so that you can see it, so that you can see that this subconscious victimization energy is there. Notice I said subconscious. These things in your ambient are trying to help you make it conscious. So the universe, God, whomever you believe in, will find a way to have the world around you act as a mirror so you can see what you need to address. Have you ever had a time in your business, for example, when other people don't keep their commitments to you? You know, people aren't showing up for appointments or do what they've committed to do by the deadlines. You know, I've had that happen a few times in my work, and it usually comes in waves where it happens three or four times in 1 week. And now I know to reflect and ask myself a question. Where am I not keeping my commitments to myself? Remember, outer reflects inner. So if people aren't keeping their commitments to me, aren't showing up for their appointments, then perhaps someone is trying to give me a message. Hey, Wendy, you're not keeping your commitments to yourself. So when I see that, then I regroup and focus on getting the things done that I know I need to get done. I reevaluate my priorities and make sure that I'm doing those. And surprise, surprise, guess what happens? Things start to go more smoothly with others' commitments to me. Okay? Now, this concept can take some time to get used to. So I know we'll revisit it at different times in these podcasts, okay? So if you need to, listen to the recording a few times. Really steep in these examples. Replay them. And then think of an example, a concrete example in your own life so that you can really get clear on the concept because that makes it personal and real to you. And once you've got that example, then practice it. Every time you hear yourself complaining in your own mind or to a friend about something that keeps happening that's bothering you, look for the theme, look for the pattern, and remember, outer reflects inner. So once you look at that pattern, then ask, what's eating you? What's going on inside you that you're not seeing? Because once you see it and deal with it, then there's no longer a need for that issue and that pattern to show up in your ambient because now you've got the message. You don't need the mirror anymore. Okay? So have some fun with this. Play detective. You know, when you see it, laugh and say, aha, I see you. I got you. I know exactly what's going on here and I know how to resolve it. All right, until next time, keep in touch on Facebook. Search for What's Eating You. That's What's Eating, just the letter U. Search for that page on Facebook and on Twitter, at What's Eating You, with the same spelling. This is Wendy Knight Agard signing off from the Wendy Knight Agard Show for today. Peace.